This is KCUR 89.3. The grand spectacle of opera is expensive. These days, more and more opera companies are joining together in order to ease the financial burden. For the first time, Lyric Opera of Kansas City is taking the lead role in a new co-production. KCUR's Julie Denichet explains how that works behind the scenes of Mozart's comic opera, The Marriage of Figaro.
Okay, and...
In braccio è mai questo un foglio anonimo. La cameriera in gabinetto chiusa, la padrona confusa.
When The Marriage of Figaro premiered in Vienna in 1786, the opera offered a revolutionary take on 18th century society.
Non so cosa pensar.
Baritone Edward Parks plays Count Almaviva. The lecherous count's been cleverly thwarted in his attempt to seduce the bride-to-be of his servant Figaro. Parks is in rehearsal with other cast members in Lyric Opera's cavernous production arts facility, downtown at 18th and Cherry. To stage this new production, the Lyric has partnered with opera companies in Philadelphia, San Diego, and Palm Beach. After the show closes in Kansas City, the elaborate set and costumes move on to Philadelphia, for a performance next April. The Lyric's general director and CEO, Deborah Sandler, says Kansas City was the logical place to build.
You know, we start with probably the most perfect opera ever written. Then you layer on top of that a magnificent visual production. And, you know, we're building it here in Kansas City, which gives us an opportunity to showcase to the world the fabulous artisans that we have here. I mean, the work is breathtaking.
Across town, London-based set and costume designer Leslie Travers scrutinizes the cuff of a servant's uniform at Kansas City Costume Company. Travers' challenge was reimagining the visual world of this new Figaro.
So this is our second day of fitting, so we're in the rhythm of doing it. We know what we need to look for in each costume, and the company here know what I want, you know, from the look, so things are going pretty smoothly.
Staged opera productions involve hundreds of people. 4 to 5 principal singers, chorus members, an orchestra, and highly skilled technicians working behind the scenes. The 4 opera companies are collaborating together, not just financially, but also creatively. Again, Leslie Travers.
I think this is the way of the world in opera now. It's an expensive business producing opera, making costumes, making sets, and it's beneficial for companies to have collaborators to do that. It means we can get the best possible outcome and we can make the work look as good as it needs to be by companies sharing the burden of creating the work.
The centerpiece of Travers' set design is Count Almaviva's family tree. It's a large sculptural relief festooned with portraits of the Count's ancestors. Lyric Opera's head scenic artist Jen Gehring has been charged with bringing the tree to life. And with more than 50 individual portraits left to sculpt, there's no time to lose.
It's a lot to do. You look at the model and it just seems like, oh, that's, you know, 2 walls, but it's 2 highly detailed, very complex walls. So that's, we'll just keep at it until it's done.
For Deborah Sandler, it's been 2 years of overseeing this massive project.
We've seen drawings, we've seen models. I've seen swatches of fabric. I've seen costumes on forms and mannequins, but I haven't seen the people in the costumes against the scenery completely built on stage. That's what I love about opera. It is so rich.
Designer Leslie Travers has watched his vision take shape in what to some might seem an unlikely place in the world of opera.
I mean, it's really exciting for me opening the piece here in this place in America, because the fact that in Kansas City you can produce an opera of such demands, such as Figaro, is incredible.
And in this high-cost environment of opera, this new partnership led in Kansas City provides a richer experience for opera fans in Philadelphia, San Diego, and Palm Beach. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denichet.
Lyric Opera of Kansas City presents The Marriage of Figaro now through November 13th at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. You'll find more information and pictures at kcur.org.